Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we're featuring Greater Muncie Habitat for Humanity. We visited a live construction site and the Habitat Restore to talk with staff and volunteers.
I'm Jennifer Stanley, and I am a lifetime resident of Delaware County, and this is my third women's build with Habitat.
My name is Stan Kyle, and I'm a retired faculty member from Ball State. Been volunteering for Habitat since 2011.
3 years ago, I realized with the business that I was running out of my home that I was in relationship with lots of amazing women all across town. And I thought that it would be cool if I could sort of rally us around something in the community to make better. And so my recruiting tool is basically, let's make something more beautiful together and it'll be fun and we'll learn something. For me, it was looking for a way to get hands-on experience in Delaware County doing something that would make an impact.
Well, the first job site was interior demolition at Greystone Apartments, and Habitat had an agreement with the company that was going to refurnish those, that we could have all of the sinks, countertops, cabinets, toilets, anything that we could pull out that we could sell in the restore. And that was the middle of the winter, and it was really snowy, so it was good to be inside.
This particular build for summer 2014 is a really good one for me to be involved in, because what I love about Habitat is that they take something, either an empty lot or a house that's completely falling down, and they restore it and make the neighborhood better because of it. And this build that we're doing today is actually in my neighborhood. And so it's fun for me to see what used to be a falling down house and then an empty lot with a falling down garage, and now it's going to be a new home with a restored garage. It just makes everybody in the neighborhood more proud.
Let me tell you, if you got some time on your hand, you know which end of a hammer to hold on to and which end hits the nail. We can certainly help you pick up a lot of skills. By the way, skills that I've used around the house. I have taken some of these skills home with me.
My skill level with home building projects, hammers, nails, roofing utensils is like none. They have to remind me every year how to swing the hammer. I do pretty much no homework except for this one day a year. So I would be about as unskilled as you could be on this job. I'm willing to work hard and I'm willing to learn things.
I always talk to people about exactly what Habitat is doing, and I hope that at some time someone who will hear what I'm saying about how much I enjoy working there will decide to check it out at least.
My piece of advice for anybody considering being a Habitat volunteer, or especially for people who are saying, no way can I be a Habitat volunteer, is that everyone can do something here. There are jobs for every skill level, every age group. It's so fun, and there's nothing at all to be intimidated about because they will guide you every step of the way. So if you're feeling like there's no way you could do that, you can. And if you're thinking about doing it, you definitely should.
You'll hear more about Greater Muncie Habitat for Humanity all this month on Community Connection. Information about how you can connect with an organization in your community is available on the Community Connection Facebook page and at indianapublicradio.org. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Stephanie Wiegman. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can develop and enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible through the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.